It's Saturday, the 22nd of December, and it is, well, it's 11:11 a.m. Doesn't have the same ring as 12:12:12, but 11:11:12, okay. As you can hear, it's raining, and it's to rain a lot today, and it's to be high winds. Not exactly Christmassy weather, is it? But then I won't complain, because I've seen the floods on the news this morning. Terrible, terrible down there in Devon and Cornwall and parts of Scotland, further up the east coast, eastern seaboard. See, that was kind of an Americanism there. That's the old fireman rich syndrome, the seaboards. Maybe just normally said the coast. But yeah, we've nothing to complain about, because we never get flooded. It's very strange, because it's just altitude, isn't it? Although we are actually at one of the lowest points of our town where we live here, still never ever get flooded here. Yesterday was, of course, the 21st, the winter solstice, the start of the winter, as many people see it, and I don't. I see it as the turning point. Yesterday was a turning point. Today, I'm going through the second part of the tunnel, where the light of spring is in the distance. It's just a way that I look at it. The days today, in fact, today's light will be longer than yesterday's, and every day it will stretch a little bit. They had an added bonus at New Year, because at the New Year for me is another, not turning point, but like a rocket boost into the new year, the coming year, and you start to plan how you're going to change or improve your life for that year. But we'll do that on that day. We'll talk about that near hand. Long lie this morning. Went to bed just after 11 p.m. And woke at 10 a.m. and my wife getting up, which is quite ironic actually, because it's usually me that gets up and annoys her by getting up. So, see, we've made the turning point. Everyone's turning. I'm sheltering here below the overhang of my garden shed out of the rain, keeping me, my tea and my iPhone dry. You know, it's funny that I'm struggling to remember what I did yesterday. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I really am. I'm being sincere. I was going to talk about something yesterday, and I can't remember what I did yesterday now at this point. Friday. Oh, yeah. Okay, I've got it now. We went into Glasgow. You see, that's this crazy thing that happens, is that something like an outing into Glasgow and for a meal and getting my earbuds replaced, having an enjoyable day, and even being up through the town in the evening for a walk, and a minute or two ago I couldn't remember what I did. does worry me sometimes. It's different if you have a thought to go to another part of your home and do something, and you get to that room and you forget. It happens to us all at many ages. You go back to where you were, and almost within seconds you remember why you went to the other room. It's a crazy trick of the mind, I guess. But forgetting a whole day, a really good day. Oh, dear Lord. This morning, in the shower, I was playing a track by Jerry Rafferty. I couldn't remember his name. How could I not remember Jerry Rafferty's name? And if you picture I wouldn't say picture the naked part. Well, from the back, maybe. Picture a naked man in a shower banging his head gently, not in an angry sense, just banging his head with the heel of his hand, saying, "Why on earth can't I remember his name? It's crazy." I was saying to myself, "It was crazy." Anyway, talking about crazy, by the way. Last night dreams, well, you may remember that I went back on the pill from the Matrix, Neo's pill. I have Ema, Paul Freeman to thank for reminding me what his name was, because I couldn't remember it at the time. I was talking about the pill. That pill is great, but it does give me bizarre dreams. Last night, my goodness me, I think I hit an all-time record for diversity, wackiness. And you know the funny thing? All of it was enjoyable. It was... Oh, I can remember most of it, and it would take me ages to relate to you what happened, but I can't remember yesterday, but I can remember virtually all the dreams I had last night, if not enough to make a blooming good compendium of weird stuff. Oh my goodness, I won't tell you, it's just, I'd be here all day. But it was wacky, and I loved it. I was having fun. I was... No. Point I'm trying to make is, yes, you could say it's because the dreams refresh my mind. But why? Here we go with the old grey matter. The beast within the head that ignores the person outside it, basically. Why does my brain want to have me remember and give me all those vivid, vivid dreams and let me remember them? And won't let me remember a star like Jerry Rafferty, or an exciting and enjoyable day the day before. It's just crazy. Too wet for birdsong this morning, too wet and windy. I don't even see birds here at the moment. Even Mr. Blackie isn't here. He'll be here somewhere, but it's not evident. And all I can see way up in the big beech tree, 60 feet in the air, is a solitary crow. Even if he would give me a call, that would be good. Guess you can't hear me. It'd be nice to have one crow. One crow.